Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Practice is over. He's made his way over, and he's sitting here with us, and he's ready to talk, despite the most interesting question that was ever asked to Eric Kush, Browns offensive lineman. Eric, thanks for your time. We appreciate you being with us today.
Wait, can I just start with this?
Yeah.
So you came over with your mouthpiece. I'm just telling
you. Yeah, I'm letting everybody. This is inside baseball. I don't think I've ever seen a mouthpiece that's so form-fitting. Like, normally when you see the mouthpiece, it looks like a mouthpiece on the outside. Those almost look like Invisalign braces.
Yeah, they're it's pretty cool. They take a custom mold of our mouth, and it's terrible because you got to put this like
– Oh, yeah.
You remember GAC stuff from years ago, like the putty kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's a Western Pennsylvania thing, man. I don't know if we had that over here.
So they fill your mouth with this putty stuff, and they take a mold of your mouth. And so anytime they make a mouthpiece, they already have a mold of it, and they pour the rubber right into this mold of your mouth. So it's literally an exact copy of your mouth.
Yeah, but Eric, Andy asked you, and the thing is orange. And Andy said, "Hey, are you wearing a mouthpiece?"
Like I couldn't
tell.
No,
the dude's got orange teeth, Andy.
They look like
bright
like,
orange.
They look like orange braces. That's why. Yeah. I'm not crazy.
Oh yeah, you are actually. Back to work out here rather than Indianapolis. What's that whole experience like scrimmaging with another team for two straight days? Then you have to go play them after a day.
Well, it's interesting because the guys know exactly how you play. You know how they play. So it's like, hey, you know, when you get out there for the game, it's like, what, are you going to do what I thought you did all week? Or are you going to all of a sudden change it up the third day in a row, you know, playing you? But it's a lot of fun going out there. It breaks up, the monotony of training camp, of being in the same place, same, you know, going against the defense every day for three, then 4 weeks. So it's a lot of fun to get out there, break up the monotony, try something different, being a different different place, different surroundings.
Eric, we just talk about the opportunity you have here with a wide open race on that offensive line and being able to go out there and do what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. Got a good opportunity. I'm just working my butt off to fix something every day. Is what I, you know, what I say. Come out here with a goal in mind to fix something, to work on something, and just try to improve myself every day and see what happens.
Cleveland feel right for you though?
Yeah, it feels great. I love everything here. It's great atmosphere, great people here. love the coaches and everybody here. Love all the staff, all the guys I'm around. Having a blast, having an absolute blast, working my butt off and trying to put something together here.
We're always big on giving guys a pass based on where they grew up. You didn't have a choice on where you grew up. You grew up in Western PA.
Yeah, you're going to have to let me go on that.
Guessing you were a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
When I was a kid, yeah. You know, it's, you know, a lot of a lot of areas, you know, wherever you grow up, that's what you're a fan of, you know, for the most part. So growing up, that's what it was.
That's okay, by the way. We're good with that.
Yeah.
What did you think when the Browns contacted you and offered you an opportunity to come in here? You know, you've been with a bunch of NFL teams looking for that opportunity to really come in. What was it about this one, Eric, that made you think, all right, let's try that?
It's just great people over here. That, you know, they made some good moves and stuff. It's exciting to be here, you know, to build on the Browns and just be in this great city and good to be here. And, you know, I'm really close to my parents again and, you know, where I grew up and everything. So it's cool to be here. It's good to be here.
Speaking of building the Browns, this past weekend you were running audio for building the Browns. Did you want to run audio here as well?
We need some
help. Pretty sneaky with that boom mic. I was watching you.
Yeah, that was long. That was moving day. That was a lot of fun. you know, because you get bored. You come in here, everybody's all like, I'm super serious. You know, or on the first, it's the first day of moving camp. You know, have some fun, you know. So I grabbed the boom mic, and I was just playing around and, you know, being silly with it.
You've had an opportunity as your career's gone on. You're going to be 30 in September.
Yep.
I would think you're thinking, hey, now's the time to win a starting job, get an opportunity. I don't know if you thought you had a chance to win a starting job when you came here, but certainly that looks like the opportunity now. At the age of 30, after starting some games last year in Chicago, what would it mean to you to get that chance to just step in and be a key part of an offensive line?
It'd be a lot of fun, and that's, you know, that's what I'm doing here. I'm working my butt off. Like I said, I keep trying to fix something every day, still trying to improve as much as I can, and just trying to take advantage of the opportunity, and, you know, what happens, happens. Whatever they tell me to do, that's what I'm doing.
How has this camp been? Because, you know, we've watched other Browns camps, obviously, and, you know, there was a lot of talk last week about, you know, Freddie's being tough. I mean, you guys are out there in pads. You're using pads a lot more than maybe some other camps are. How, and I'm not telling you to cut on other teams.
No, go ahead. Cut on other teams.
Don't cut on other teams.
No, it's not. I'm asking you to compare. We're working hard out here. We're in pads every single day. There is no shells day. There is no – we had one helmets day because we had a practice after the game, you know. We're in pads every single day. And it's a lot of fun. We're working our butts off out here, that's for sure.
Will you compare it to another camp without comparing it to another?
Oh, now here you go.
I'm not saying compare it, but I mean,
hey, listen, you're trying to get some headlines.
Throw somebody under the bus.
You're not going to get it.
The one thing that I thought was interesting, Eric, and from your perspective, tell me if this fits. Freddie didn't play most of the starters in game number two. And game number three is coming up in the preseason debate. You know, are the starters going to play or are they not going to play? Has working against the number one defense here in camp as much as you guys have, working against the Colts, going up against their starters, the number ones doing as much as they did in Indianapolis, does that back off on the need to get more preseason reps?
You know, I'm not sure. That's not my job. I just do what I'm told. You know, they say, go take these reps, do this. You know, that's for them to decide on who gets the amount of reps they think they need. And I don't know. I wouldn't look too far into it. That's not, okay. You know, it's not my role to judge or decide or think about that. So,
in the offseason, you were one of several offensive linemen that John Dorsey brought in who had started games in the NFL for other teams. You know, Kendall started games in Houston. Mm-hmm. You've started games. How interesting is that from a line standpoint to know that the guy that you have so much depth of guys who have actually played, not just guys who are hoping to make a mark, but guys who have played, have been around, have started games in the NFL.
It's great. We got a lot of guys that got a lot of character in this room, in our O-line room, and you know, it's a lot of fun being with Joel, JC, Kendall, Brian Witzman. You know, a lot of guys with experience and stuff. So we, you know, we talk about a lot of things, a lot of different techniques and thoughts and stuff in the O-line room, and just have a blast grinding it all out together.
Hey, when you walk into a huddle, and you've been in enough huddles to know the difference between one quarterback and another quarterback, what are the qualities of a quarterback that shows leadership and shows trust? How do you know when you're in a huddle with a guy that you're like, oh, we're going to war?
Well, you come in, you know, we're all standing there ready for him to come in, you know, and he comes out because they got this, you know, whole damn 30-second long, you know, play call thing to speak out. So,
right.
You know, when they come in there and nail it and know exactly what they're talking about every time and – you know, you're ready to go, and you know, you got, when you got, you know, your leader saying, hey, you know, you missed this here, fix that there, do this there, you know, making corrections for guys and stuff like that. You know, you're with someone who cares, and you're around a good leader.
Is there time to do that? Like, I never once thought that a quarterback has time to tell someone, hey, you need to, you know, consistently tell guys what they're missing.
You can't do it every time. But, right. You know, you might have a second here, like, hey, hit that quick, you know, hit this quicker, hit that quicker. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, I need some time here. I need, you know, more of this, more of that. You know, it's in between. You know, maybe you get a TV timeout or maybe you get this or that, you know.
Eric Cush joining us, Browns offensive lineman. Ever since Joe Thomas retired and went from looking like a left tackle to a wide receiver, this has been in everybody's thought process when we think about offensive linemen. Are you one of those guys who was like Joe, who said he had to eat constantly to keep up his weight? You are?
Absolutely. When I went to I graduated high school at 100, about 206, 210 pounds.
No kidding. Did you play line in high school?
Yeah, I was a left tackle. I was real skinny. You know, it's up to 6'3", just 200 pounds. In fact, I wrestled at States in Pennsylvania. My junior and senior year, I wrestled heavyweight, but I only weighed 206 pounds. You know, I was a big beanpole. Just late bloomer, just kept eating, kept growing. And, you know, through college, I'd put on 10, 15 pounds every year through college. My college O-line coach down at Cal UPA would always say, Cush, I can't start you until you're 240. Cush, I can't start you until you're 255. Cush, I can't play you until you're 265, 75. You know, and I'm like, what the hell? You know, so
how much can one man eat?
I know, right? So I kept eating, and I kept down there with Bobby Sapizzi, the strength coach down at Cal PA, and just stayed with him as much as I could and trained and trained and trained and just kept growing. I was fortunate to keep growing and, you know, getting myself here, and I got to keep the weight on by just cramming calories
during camp, especially.
Yeah, I always lose some weight during training camp, so I gotta just pound as many calories, especially
right,
during
training. What are you eating? That's what I got to know.
Oh, everything. Everything I can get my hands on. You know, it's really interesting. I wore a – so last training camp – I think it was the last training camp. I wore a thing on my wrist called a Whoop, right? And it measures heart rate variability.
Okay.
And there's tons of science, you know, coming out lately that that's helping to prove the effectiveness of heart rate variability, right? Measuring your heart rate in the morning and the distance between heartbeats and yada, yada, yada. And what it does is this Whoop device measures your calories because it's measuring your heart rate all day, 24 hours, right?
Wow.
And you to charge it, you put a battery pack over top of it. So you never take this. You sleep with this thing. You do everything with this thing, right? And, you know, so it tells you your recovery, how much you slept, because it's monitoring your heartbeat. And once it drops so low, it knows you're asleep, knows when you're waking up. And it was able to tell me that it burned, that on average, I was burning 7,000 calories a day.
Wow.
At training camp is what it was telling me. So just try to imagine trying to eat 7,000 calories. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, I eat some.
Yeah.
Dave, hang on. That's your forte, though, exercise science, right? That's,
yeah. I mean, so a couple years ago, I banged up my hamstring. So I went back to school down at Cal PA, and I was able to, I did some online classes working on my master's in exercise science.
If you didn't eat like crazy and you just decided to stop playing football and just ate like a normal human being, what would happen to your body?
Shoot, I bet you I'd be feeling pretty good back down to 250 in no time. We'll see. I don't know. I probably got about 20 years left, so we'll find out then.
I like that idea.
Who eats the most on the offensive line?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. I don't, you know, I'm not really sure. Next time we do an interview, I'll pay attention, take notes, and
okay.
Next time we do an interview, I'll have better answers.
I'm envisioning Venom. I don't know if you saw the movie Venom. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I love Venom.
I love that movie.
I see you going into the fish tank to start eating.
Are there some guys, Eric, who have to watch what they eat because they're naturally big guys? Or are most of them
oh,
like
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I can't name names.
Yeah, don't
but,
go there.
But yes, that is, sometimes that is an issue, yeah.
Okay. Hey, good luck. We wish you nothing but the best, and
awesome, hope
you lock down that right guard spot and become a key member of the Browns. And it's nice that mom and dad can drive over and watch on game
absolutely,
day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you guys for having
awesome.
Me.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Is your dad still a Steeler fan?
No, absolutely not.
All right, good. That was good news. Very good news.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Eric Cush joining us, Browns offensive lineman. He's off to go eat about half a side of beef. Good luck.
Thanks,
Eric, thank you, bud. Appreciate it. How about that? Steeler fan right here looking good.
Would you stop that? Oh, my God, he's coming over the table.
Oh, wait a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.